I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Pilgrims have been walking the Camino de Santiago in Spain for 1,200 years, particularly the 500-mile route known as Camino Frances. One person whose life was changed by taking the pilgrimage is Oregon filmmaker Lydia B. Smith, who first felt compelled to make the journey, then later to return and make a documentary following the journeys of six other pilgrims. Walking the Camino has won film awards and audience acclaim and is currently on an extended run at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene. Lydia B. Smith joins us by phone at KLCC. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, the simple act of walking has surprising power, in part because of its simplicity. A walk along the Camino not only allows you to examine your life, but requires it, doesn't it?
Well, I think there's just so much of an extended time that we just don't have in our daily lives to reflect on where we've been and where we're going. I mean, we're so busy with thinking about appointments and grocery lists and all our to-do lists, and life becomes really simple on the Camino, and it really is just about walking, eating, and sleeping, and washing your clothes to a degree. And so I think it just gives you that time that we just don't usually have.
It seems like a form of meditation to me, and meditation is not an escape from our emotions and issues, but an intensified meeting of them instead. I presume that's the case for nearly everyone who walks the Camino in individual ways.
Well, you know, one of the things I love so much about the Camino is that it impacts people differently, and there's really no one way that it works its magic on people. I mean, I think everybody gets something different out of it, and everybody comes to it with a different intention or a goal or none. And it's all okay. And I think that's why I love it so much, was there's really no dogma or protocol or rules. It's really about finding your own way. And I think it's just such a great metaphor for life, because we each have to find our own way, and what may work for you may not work for me, and it doesn't make one way right and one way wrong. And I think, you know, our society gets so into this black and white thinking of what's best. And I think what's best is what's best for you.
Well, people who make pilgrimages often speak of being called by greater forces rather than by making a personal choice. Was that true for you in first making the pilgrimage and then making the film?
Yeah, I would say so. It's pretty common. I'd say about half the people I talk to just feel this really inner strong urge that once they hear about the Camino that they should go do it. For me, I'd always sort of known about the Camino because I'd lived in Spain for 6 years. And I was in a transition phase of my life in between jobs and homes and relationships. And it just kind of hit me out of the blue one day. It was like, I need to go do the Camino. And so off I went and I did it. And it was a really strong feeling, too, when I returned. I had no intention of making this film, nor did I really even want to, just knowing how hard it is to make an independent doc, because I had made one years before. So I was really resistant to the idea of making this film, but it was kind of something that just took a hold of me and didn't let go. And I realized, it's kind of hokey to say, but I felt like everything in my life had worked together to bring me to that moment and gave me all the skills I needed to make the film. And so it really felt like this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and this is one of the reasons I'm here on this planet, was to make this film.
And how did you go about documenting other people's pilgrimages without disturbing the contemplative nature of those individual pilgrimages?
I was very concerned about that. I didn't want to be in their face day in, 24 hours a day, day in, day out, because then they wouldn't have their own Camino. And so what we would do is I would catch up with them every 3 to 4 days and spend 3 or 4 hours with them. And so it was enough to kind of be able to see their transformation unfold and to really be part of their journey but not interfere too much. And I feel really grateful. I mean, several of the pilgrims that we followed said how much they felt like their pilgrimage was enhanced because of us, because they were really inspired to think about and spend time on what is going on, and how is this affecting me? And so they were really taking those questions a lot more seriously than if they had just been on their own. And they knew that in 2 days' time, somebody wasn't going to ask them, so how's it going, and what are you learning? And so I think they really appreciated that, and I was really happy to hear that.
It's a diverse group of pilgrims that you follow, greatly varied age, countries of origin, and purpose for being there. But for all of them, is it right to say that their journeys were at least as powerful as they'd hoped, but for different reasons than expected?
You know, I think, like for Tomas, I don't think Tomas had any hope of it being an intense or powerful journey. I mean, he was just on it for sort of the adventure of it and crossing a whole country by foot. So I don't think he really had any big expectations for the journey. And I think he was really pleasantly surprised at the intensity and how much he did grow from doing it. And I think for the others, they did. They did walk away. But there is a saying on the Camino that the real Camino starts once you get home. And so I think the impact of the Camino really goes on for many, many years. It's not just something you come home and you're different. It unfolds over many years and maybe even decades. I'm not sure. I'm only in my, I walked in 2008, so I'm just in less than a decade for me.
So how has that manifested in your own life if the Camino starts when the pilgrimage ends?
Well, I think for me, the big pilgrimage has really been making this film. And luckily, I feel so blessed that so much of the content of the film inspired me to keep moving forward in the making of the film. I was able to raise enough money to do the shoot and then came back and really had no money left to edit 300 hours into 90 minutes. And so it was a really long, challenging journey to raise the money to finish the film. And because I was working with the footage and looking at it, and it was so much like the Camino, where people help you along the way and you lean on other people and having faith that you are going to get there and looking forward rather than looking back and acknowledging how far you have come. So there was all these different messages that really kind of fueled me to go forward.
Not everyone who views the film will be able to follow your footsteps or the footsteps of the other pilgrims physically to Spain, but what can we here in Oregon take from the film to apply to the quests of our own lives?
Well, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because my intention in making the film was not to inspire lots of people to go walk it. Far from it. My intention was for the film to really touch and inspire people to find their own Camino, whatever that may be it opening a homeless shelter, gardening more, spending more time with their grandkids, to live more of a purposeful, conscious life, perhaps being a little bit kinder and more looking at how we can help each other rather than looking at it as a competitive me versus you sort of thing. So I'm really hoping that just through watching the film that people can have maybe just a sliver of the experience of having walked. And that means that each person is going to walk away with what they need, not just one blanket thing that is for everybody, because that's what happens when somebody walks the Camino. Each person gets something completely different out of it. And there isn't one particular thing I think everybody walks away with, and that's what makes it so great.
For me, walking the Camino sounds like a very large-scale version of labyrinth meditations, of which I've done quite a bit. And indeed, everybody walks it differently and gets a different message out of it. It's mm-hmm. really quite remarkable to see how one simple walk along one simple path can have infinite manifestations.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything else about this film and the experience behind it that you think is essential for listeners to know?
Well, the one thing that is pretty interesting that's happening with the film is I'm sort of embarking on another pilgrimage. Because we're an independent film and we're very much outside the box. I mean, many documentaries are about social issues and uncovering injustices or horrible things that need to be changed. And all those are really important, and I don't mean to discount that in any way whatsoever, but ours is really different. It's about inspiring people to kind of learn more about themselves and live better lives and more fulfilling lives. And so we haven't, because of that, we don't really fit into any of the normal boxes, and we haven't gotten a regular theatrical release. And so what I've done is I've gotten an RV, actually from Eugene, and I am going to be doing another pilgrimage. I'm going to be taking the film on tour and going cross-country, and so if people go to see the film and they like it, if they go to our website, which is CaminoDocumentary.org, they'll be able to follow us on the tour. We also have a Facebook page where we'll be updating people on where we're going with the tour. It looks like we're going to start the tour in February. And, yeah, so another United States pilgrimage rather than a Spanish one.
And your tour van isn't an El Camino, is it?
No, it's not. That would be a little bit small.
I just had to ask.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking a little time today.
Well, thank you, and I hope everybody enjoys the film and gets out of it just what they need.
Lydia B. Smith, director and producer of the documentary film Walking the Camino, now playing at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene. For more information on the movie, CaminoDocumentary.org or on Facebook. For movie showtimes, visit Bijou-Cinemas.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.